Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Laura Winters. The latest this hour from the Middle East, but first, the 97th annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, kicking off in New York City. Huge balloons, clowns, and of course, the man in the big red suit, Santa Claus, on the last float of the parade. Cher making a special appearance in front of the flagship Macy's store on 34th Street, singing a tune from her latest album. The IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, say the director of Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza has been detained. This after Israel finding evidence that Hamas terrorists were operating out of that facility with weapons stashed behind an MRI machine and in other rooms. Release of the hostages has been delayed until at least Friday. Anticipation growing in Israel as 50 hostages, women and children, are set to be released in exchange for 150 Palestinian prisoners being held in Israeli jails. There's also supposed to be a four-day ceasefire. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu holding a news conference saying this deal does not mean the war is over. In other news, it turns out the incident at the U.S.-Canadian border was not a terrorist attack after all. A car being driven by a man with another man inside it exploding and bursting into flames. Here's New York Governor Democrat Kathy Hochul.
There is no sign of terrorist activity with respect to this crash.
Ann Hochul telling reporters at a news conference in Buffalo.
Just to calm everybody down, this is really important because based on what's happening in other parts of the world, everybody is on edge. And this is an international border.
This man, Ricky Wilson, interviewed by the FBI, he tells reporters on the scene.
30 feet from me, I seen something airborne. I first thought it was an airplane. It looked like slow motion. And I said, my God, it's a car. And it's a vehicle and it's flying through the air.
I'm Laura Winters.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The result of a new poll on gun ownership may surprise you. USA's Corey Myers on the story.
More than half of American voters say they or someone they live with owns a gun. An NBC News national poll showed 52% said so. That's up from 46% in 2019. Not surprisingly, gun ownership falls along partisan lines, with 2 in 3 Republican voters saying they or someone in their house owns a gun. Less than half of independents and Democrats said the same. White voters tended to say they own guns at higher rates than Black or Latino voters. I'm Corey Myers.
Turning now to politics, the 2024 debate schedule has been released for the 3 presidential debates and the 1 vice presidential debate. The opener will be Monday, September 16th at Texas State University. Then the vice presidential debate will be taking place the following Wednesday on September 25th at Lafayette College in Easton, Pennsylvania. Then the 2nd presidential debate Tuesday, October 1st at Virginia State University in Petersburg, Virginia. VA, and then the third and final presidential debate taking place October 9th at the University of Utah in Salt Lake City. All four debates will start at 9 p.m. Eastern and last 90 minutes with no commercials. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, welcome to the Bill Martinez Show. Great to have you with us sharing a part of your day. Our next guest, his reputation has preceded him. But for those of you that are still learning about the prophetic voice of one Rabbi Jonathan Cahn, let me remind you here, or at least update you if you need some updating. Jonathan Cahn caused a worldwide stir with the release of his explosive first book, The Harbinger, which became an instant New York Times bestseller, brought him to national and international prominence. His next four books were all New York Times bestsellers: The Mystery of the Shemitah, The Book of Mysteries, The Paradigm, and the highest debuting book, The Oracle. Long before writing these books, he was known for opening the deep mysteries of Scripture and bringing forth messages of prophetic import. He leads Hope of the World, an international outreach of the world, an outreach of the Word, teachings and compassion projects for the needy around the world. He also leads the Jerusalem Center Beth Israel, made up of people of all backgrounds just outside of New York City in Wayne, New Jersey. Called the prophetic voice of the generation, Rabbi Cahn is a much sought-after speaker and has been highlighted in the New York Times as well as many national and international media. He has spoken to the United Nations on Capitol Hill and to millions of people around the world. I welcome our good friend, Rabbi Jonathan Cahn. Jonathan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Great to be with you always, Bill.
Well, I got to tell you, Jonathan, I am so excited to talk about this latest New York Times bestseller, The Josiah Manifesto. It's the ancient mystery and guide for the end times, as mind-blowing as all your bestsellers, with something a little bit different. The blueprint, the answer, the manifesto. The Josiah Manifesto opens up the stunning mysteries that lie behind the dramatic events of recent times and have changed our world. And the message hidden within them with regard to what lies ahead. Is there an answer, a guide, a blueprint that reveals what we need to know to survive, to stand, to prevail in view of what's coming in the days ahead? Right, Jonathan?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. This is, Bill, I knew I had to write this book on the last day, on the day I finished the last book, The Return of the Gods. I knew from that moment I had to do this. And I would say this. What if God was speaking to us? What if he was giving us a revelation of where we are prophetically, where we are going, what lies ahead, how to prepare for that, how to stand, how to prevail? There's as an answer or a blueprint or a guide, you know, about what we are to do. Is there such a guide in the Bible that God is pointing to? And the other thing is that, what if what we are watching in our days, what if behind all these events, everything we've been through, it's actually an ancient mystery and an ancient calendar of God that actually ordains the events of our times and actually even gives the timing of those events. This is what the Josiah Manifesto is going to open up, is going to reveal. And it's really, in many ways, Bill, it's the mysteries that kind of began with other books like The Harbinger and all the way to The Return of the Gods are kind of coming home and coming together in The Josiah Manifesto. And then it opens up a key about what is the key? What do we need to know? So the first part of the book are the mysteries. What is happening? The last part is what is the plan? Is God giving us a blueprint about what to do?
Well, as you pointed out in your previous books, Jonathan, there seems to be a consistent model about our God who says he's the same yesterday and forever. He also tells us in the Old Testament that a people without vision, people without revelation will perish. So that reminds us that God is revealing things that, you know, at their appropriate time to us. The question is, are we listening, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, one of the things that have been, I believe, in all the books I've done is that it's showing that the God of the Bible is alive and well. And the same way that he was he was real back then in every human event, so in our time as well. And then the ultimate thing is, you know, first, what is he saying? What is he speaking? Is he calling us? Is he warning us? Is he giving us away? Well, that's what I really, all the books I have written are along those lines. Mm-hmm. Is he unfolding his plan in our day? Exactly. This one more than any other goes to the answer, but it is all that. God is real and we have to respond.
Without a doubt. It was quite interesting. I open up the first chapter and you take me to Cuba. I'm like, Cuba, come on. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no, I'm not kidding. Well, this is in many ways, the book is kind of, it begins as kind of a prophetic journey, a prophetic puzzle piece, putting all the pieces together that then they come together to open it up. And so it begins on the island of Cuba, as you said, and there's so much there. I won't go through a lot of it, but I was asked to go to Cuba when Fidel Castro opened the island up for 1 month of, quote, religious freedom. He was going to allow believers to, you know, have open air events and throughout the entire island. They asked me to come and open it up with the sound of the shofar and then journey with it, the events, which ended in Havana, Revolution Square with Fidel Castro. He came. And the thing is, God opened the door for me to enter into his presidential palace and give him some gifts. And actually, I don't know if I said this, Bill, but before I even left, I was basically given a word that this was going to happen, that I was going to enter the palace of the king, the word said. And so I had prepared to give him, and I gave him three gifts. One was a Bible, which are banned in Cuba, and two was a shofar, the sign of the Jubilee. The message I kept sharing was the Jubilee. So and the third one was a piece of paper where I gave him a message and it had to do with the Jubilee. Now, it turned out that it was very prophetic because he came to power in 1959. He would be in power. What basically the word given him was giving him the exact time he would have left. Yes. We were praying that he would really open things up afterwards. He didn't, but the revival never stopped. But his reign would end. And when it ended, it was according to the mystery of the Jubilee, which is what I gave him. Wow. And it ended up, his reign ended in the year, the year of Jubilee, of his 50th year in power, the 50th day, the Jubilee day, and the exact hour, 50 years, 50 days, the exact hour from when Batista, the dictator before, resigned. He resigned in the same way. So it's amazing. God is in charge of everything. That kind of sets up the stage for the Jubilee, which has everything to do with our lives.
Here you are. You're a guest. You go and meet up with this communist ruler, and you have, you got news for him, and it's not all that great. It's like, hey, guess what? The stage is starting, you know, the curtain is starting to come down on your stage, right?
Yeah, well, you know, God is saying, listen, I'm in charge. I'm in charge of human history. I mean, when you think about it, you know, the American government, the CIA tried everything to get Fidel Castro out of power. It ended up, it was Leviticus 25, the Jubilee of God, that actually did it. God is in charge of every single event, and this thing is going to go to our times. It has actually affected the mystery of the Jubilee, actually has affected our lives.
Well, yeah, and you point this out throughout the book of Josiah Manifesto, which, Jonathan, right now, how can people get their hands on this book?
Yeah, the Desai Manifesto is literally everywhere. It just came out, you know, so this is, you know, just came out yesterday from this. But it's everywhere, wherever there are books. Barnes & Noble, I mean, from, you know, Amazon right now online. Every place online has it. Walmart even has it. It's really everywhere. And it's Christian and secular have it. But I pray people get it, not just for themselves, but also for people in their lives, because we all need to hear. It looks like this. I know you're going to hold it up, but that's the only copy I have.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Kia America honors veterans by connecting highly trained former military technicians with meaningful new careers at Kia retailers through the Kia Veterans Technician Apprenticeship Program, VTAP. Launched earlier this year in partnership with Educational Resource Systems Incorporated, the program is a U.S. Department of Labor and GI Bill approved national apprenticeship. Kia VTAP provides master-level trained veteran technicians with career access to hundreds of participating Kia retailers nationwide. Eligible veterans may also elect to receive a substantial monthly GI Bill stipend during their 12-month apprenticeship. Greg Silvestri, Vice President, Service Operations.
Kia VTAP is delivering skilled and experienced military veterans to our retailers during this period of unprecedented record sales and growth. I'm inspired by the quality and tenacity of these veterans as we honor them and all military veterans who served in the U.S. Armed Forces.
For more information, visit KiaVets.com, sponsored by Kia America.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Rabbi by Jonathan Kahn. His new book, The Josiah Manifesto, The Ancient Mystery and Guide for the End Times. Jonathan, also bring into perspective, because my understanding was Hawaii was instrumental in the introduction of abortion. It was passed by their legislature. The governor refused to sign it, but yet it kind of came into law by default.
That's exactly right. Hawaii was the first to legalize it on American soil. New York was the first to introduce it to the continent and the first to introduce it in the legislature before Hawaii. But that's very significant. Yes. Hawaii, so that's the very beginning. That when it happened, and everything you said is exactly how it happened, kind of unlikely, but it just happened. And it happened, the date was March 11th. That's when abortion on demand actually begins on American soil in Hawaii. American soil. Well, okay, let's go 50 years later. Let's go one jubilee and see if it leads to anything. It leads you to March 11th, 2020. Anything happen? March 11th, 2020 is the day that all the media identifies as the day the plague changed everything. It was the day that the quarantine came on America, the day that Trump announced, addressed the nation, the day that the lockdowns came, the day that the stock market, everything. It's the day when the force of this plague fell on America. 50 years to the date when abortion fell on America.
And amazing that even the title of the pandemic, COVID-19, explain to our audience the significance of that title and the number 19, how that plays.
Yeah, there's actually, in the very first book I wrote, Bill, which is The Harbinger, you know, I allude to this because the prophet and Nouriel are talking. And Nouriel says, well, how long is it from that first shaking when the attack comes on the land? How long is it till the next main shaking or destruction? Well, and he says, and I knew the answer was 19.
Right.
And I said, but I didn't want people to set dates. So the prophet says about 20, you know, but that's what he was saying. That's what he was referring to. It was 586 BC when the armies of Babylon made that first strike in the land. And then it was 19 years later when the greater shakings came. Well, with America, it was 9/11. It was 2001. Well, so when is the 19th year? The 19th year is the year 2020. Same thing, 2020. And on top of it,
yes.
19, you know, as you said, what do they call the plague? They call it COVID and then the number 19, which is a number, by the way, linked to judgment.
Yeah, exactly. And COVID, the term, in terms of its relationship to a crown, right?
Yes. Yeah. The place where, and I open up, you know, with Jeremiah prophesying over that valley of Hinnom. They offered up their children on the altars to Baal and Moloch in the valley of Hinnom. And, you know, actually we get the word for hell, Gehenna, comes from the valley of Hinnom.
Right.
And so he prophesies that. So, and what he's saying is that where you did this, it's coming back. You made this a place of death for the children. Well, death is coming back to the same place. Well, here's the thing. Does America have a Valley of Hinnom? It does. The Valley of Hinnom of America is New York.
Mm.
And the reason is, number one, that is where it entered the continent. But secondly, New York from that day on is the abortion capital of America. More children, the blood is shed there in New York than any other place in America. So what would that say according to the mystery? Well, the mystery is that the death that comes is going to focus on there. That's exactly what happened.
Exactly.
When this plague came to America, and when America became the center of this pandemic in the world, at that moment, New York becomes the center of America, which is the center of the world. New York becomes the global pandemic. America's abortion capital becomes the plague capital. And the thing is, there was so much happening, you know, actually, you know, it was one out of every two people in America who were getting struck in New York, if you can believe it. And then the other thing is that New York passed a gigantic milestone on April 10th of that year, because April 10th, there were more cases of this plague in New York than there were in any other nation, including China, including every other nation. And so April 10th, anything about that? Go back 50 years and it takes you to April 10th, 1970. Anything happen? New York legalized abortion in New York on April 10th, 1970.
and you look at the numbers, Jonathan, you break them down in the book, abortion numbers, and it seemed from that point forward, the numbers rose exponentially, which seems to be corresponding with the number of infections with COVID.
Yeah, yeah. That, you know, the way it spread, first, there's a mystery to that, because, you know, the Bible speaks about gates a lot, you know, and judgment comes to the gates, and things come through the gates. Well, does America have a gate? Yeah, it's New York. Always. It's always been New York. New York is the gate. And the thing is, it wasn't just that abortion came to New York at the beginning. It came through New York. In fact, Bill, in those first 5 years until Roe versus Wade, 70 to 73, most abortions in America were performed in New York. People would come there and it would spread to the nation. But the thing is that, so when the plague comes 50 years later, they found out, they didn't know at the beginning, but they looked at the genes of the DNA, of the plague, of the virus. You know what they found out? The majority of cases of the plague came through the gate of New York, just like it came, the abortion came, same thing. Then in the same year, 1970, there was one other gate in the continent, and that was Washington State. And that was the other gate through which abortion came to the continent. Well, 50 years later, guess what? The plague comes through two gates. The other gate is Washington State, the Western Gate, and the very first case, patient zero, is through there, which is identified on 50 years to the day that abortion begins in New York, you know, that the bill comes. So it's amazing. And the other thing is, so if anybody had COVID, that virus bore witness, had the markers of the two gates through which America began shedding its children exactly 50 years before. And when you speak about the numbers, because that was like the last thing, it's almost like, you know, the unavoidable question.
Right.
That, you know, Jeremiah says, well, you know, what's going to happen is going to match what you did to the children. Well, so I thought, could it match? You know, and so the question is, how many children were killed in that first, you know, that critical 3-year window from the entrance of abortion to Roe versus Wade? The number is 1.3 million. Well, 50 years later, you have another 3-year window that matches it year for year, Jubilee. It's 2020 to 2023. How many Americans, how many did the plague strike? 1.3 million. It struck 1.3 million. Wow. That matches the 1.3 million children.
Are we in judgment?
I believe we are in judgment. I don't believe that. I don't believe it has to be the end, but I believe we are in the process of judgment and we are heading to calamity, but there is also hope, you know, which we'll get to at the end, but that is all part of it as well.
Again, we're talking with Rabbi Jonathan Kahn. His just released book, The Josiah Manifesto, The Ancient Mystery and Guide for the End Times. And Jonathan, I cannot thank you enough for you addressing this critical issue. Hearts have been crying. We read in the Old Testament when Cain killed Abel, God says that your brother's blood is crying out unto heaven. You imagine the cries that have been crying out to heaven for 50 years of the murders of these innocent children, 60,000 roughly estimated, those to try to keep tab of these numbers, say that doesn't even account those that have been chemically aborted, which is easily probably another 40,000 that have been murdered along the way. I should say 40 million, I'm sorry. But here it is. So you imagine what the screaming sound in heaven must sound like because of the shed blood of innocence.
Yeah, you know, we say that, you know, I mean, because it's the truth. And we've been saying that for years. Like, how can you kill 60 million children and not have any consequences? Well, here what we're opening up today, Bill, is that there are consequences. The consequences are quite exact. And in many ways, it's merciful compared to what we did. But still, it's a wake-up call. It's a gigantic wake-up call, but it's an exact parallel. So, yeah, you cannot do that and not have consequences. You know, the blood, God sees the blood of the children and hears the voices of the children.
Get a jump start on your holiday shopping with Meta. For the loved ones on your list, consider the Meta Quest 3 next generation headset that brings mixed reality into the mainstream in vibrant full color resolution. Quest 3 allows virtual elements to blend with your physical surroundings. Experience front row seats at a basketball game, turn the dining room table into a virtual piano, or work out on a mountaintop. With more than 500 experiences, including games, virtual hangouts, and a home theater in your headset, there's something for everyone to discover. MetaQuest accounts are available for people age 13 and over, and new this year, parent-managed Meta accounts for preteens, which have age-appropriate protections. Starting at $499.99, MetaQuest 3 is a great value. Capture life's best moments with the high-tech camera in Ray-Ban Meta smart glasses that can live stream to Instagram and Facebook, plus stay connected with hands-free calls and messages, and listen to your favorite music with built-in speakers. For must-have tech gifts this holiday season, go to Meta.com. Sponsored by Meta.
USA News Update. The latest this hour from the Middle East, but first, the 97th annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Kicking off in New York City, huge balloons, clowns, and of course, the man in the big red suit, Santa Claus, on the last float of the parade. Cher making a special appearance in front of the flagship Macy's store on 34th Street, singing a tune from her latest album. The IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, say the director of Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza has been detained. This after Israel finding evidence that Hamas terrorists were operating out of that facility with weapons stashed behind an MRI machine and in other rooms. Release of the hostages has been delayed until at least Friday. Anticipation growing in Israel as 50 hostages, women and children, are set to be released in exchange for 150 Palestinian prisoners being held in Israeli jails. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Rabbi Jonathan Kahn is with us. Josiah Manifesto, his new book, is what we're talking about. You know, I've shared with Jonathan, you know, continually. In fact, he didn't quite understand what I meant. And he just would kind of go along and just, you know, because he's so gracious. You know, because I told him, I said, oh, my goodness, you know, another revelation. You chicken skinned me. And so I had to explain to him later, because it finally became evident, because we were face to face and talking about it. And he had that kind of quizzical look. Chicken skin. What do you mean by that? And I said, you know, goosebumps. And this is the thing that Jonathan brings to the conversation, and in every one of his books, is that it is, you know, one of those oh yeah moments where the light bulb goes on and it's so bright, it's undeniable that you know that it comes from the throne room of God. It's true revelation. Mm. And, you know, and I just so appreciate not only his grace that he puts up with me and my own mannerisms and references.
It's wonderful, Bill. It's a joy, truly.
Well, I want to talk about how in the book, in the Josiah Manifesto, you tie in January the 6th.
Yeah.
Break that down.
Yeah, yeah. And to set the stage of that, and this is not, by the way, it's not getting political. It's a matter of something biblical here. You know, as I said, like a lot of the mysteries from the other books are actually coming home in the Josiah Manifesto. Exactly. One of them is called the paradigm. Mm-hmm. And I did. And the paradigm, you see how the parallels between modern leaders and ancient leaders, and it's like eerie. But one thing behind Donald Trump, and it's not about Donald Trump, but the thing, and it's not that he even knows it, but Donald Trump is following the paradigm or the parallel of, in the Bible, of a man called Jehu. Mm-hmm. Jehu was wild. Donald Trump's wild. Jehu was unpredictable. Donald Trump. Jehu was a fighter. Donald Trump fights with everybody. Jehu was, we don't know where he was with God, but he was used of God. And he was used at a certain time when the nation was falling from God, and he rose to the throne. He begins a chariot race. Yeah, I mean, he begins a race to the throne on his chariot. And so Donald Trump begins a race to the White House. And Jehu makes an alliance with the religious conservatives of the nation. So yeah. Donald Trump. He actually makes a partnership with one of them. So did Donald Trump. And then Jehu comes face to face with the nation's former first lady. Showdown with the nation's former first lady, Jehu. So did Trump. And everybody was saying Hillary was going to win. Well, the paradigm said the modern day Jehu is going to win. And he did. Then Jehu comes to the capital city with an agenda to, quote, drain the swamp. And that's basically what Trump came with. Now, there's so much more to this, but I will just say a few things. One, January 6th, there is a template in the Bible. Now, this template it's in the Bible. It is spoken of in the paradigm, that book, but it came true years after I wrote the paradigm. So that's why I put it in the manifesto, Josiah Manifesto. It's this. The Jehu gathers people together in the capital city. He calls them to come to the capital city. So did Trump on January 6th. The people of Jehu go down to this great Capitol building, so do the people of Trump. The people of Jehu surround the building, so do the people of Trump. The people of Jehu enter the building. They lay siege to the building while proceedings are going on. So did the people of Trump. This is not about what Trump said or did, but simply it happened. Now, the interesting thing, there's a lot of significance to this. But one of the things is that... Hold on. Did I just drop my microphone?
Yeah, you just dropped your mic. Okay.
Hold on. It's the first time I've had a mic here. So the thing is that at the end of January 6th that week, the Capitol Police, they announced how many people they had arrested on site. It became the number, made headlines. They said, we have arrested 80 people on site who were part of this. Well, in the account of Jehu and the storming of that Capitol building, it says 80 ish. It says how many people were involved. It says or went in. It cites 80 people, the same exact number of January 6th. And so there's something about it because the building that Jehu goes against is the Temple of Baal, and the Temple of Baal is linked to the sacrificing of children.
Yes.
What's interesting is that when that week came, that was the week that the Congress was taken over by the other party that is actually for the killing of unborn children. So it actually became that just that week. You know,
exactly.
And so that's when it began. And so, but here's another thing, Bill, about this kind of it's a foreshadow because think about it. There's one king in the Bible who it says he drove Baal out. He pulled down the Temple of Baal. Okay. The Temple of Baal is linked to child sacrifice. So what is that telling us? It's saying that the modern day American Jehu is going to, in some way, he's going to be used to pull down a Temple of Baal. The Temple of Baal in America that allows for the killing of children was Roe versus Wade.
Exactly.
It happened no matter what you think of Donald Trump. Donald Trump was used to pull down, overturn Roe versus Wade, the American Temple of Baal, as in the paradigm.
Well, John, when you look at what Donald Trump did in terms of opening the window and demonstrating a clear contrast of what a blessed nation looks like, you know, because I think we forgot about that. We were so, I don't know, maybe we're just so beaten down because of the 8 previous years under the previous administration. And in fact, even, you know, the former president said, well, the best you'll ever do is probably about 2% GDP, you know, putting it in monetary terms. He was setting a limit. And Donald Trump came in and, you know, professed known limits. And, of course, the former president kind of mocked him and laughed at him. How dare he? But look what happened when there started to be some alignment and doing the right thing. you know, the jobs started flourishing. People were rejoicing, like, you know, like the Bible says that when righteousness reigns, the people rejoice. And we started to realize that. And now, you know, it's been taken away, and it really has been taken away. But again, only God knows his intention, because, you know, he's in charge. And I think that it's awakening people to realize that, you know, let's go back to what God said to Cain. You know, if you do right, will it not go well for you? Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And ultimately, you know, there has to be a turning. There has to be revival. Mm-hmm. Because without that, again, even if we pass all the right laws, you know, they're going to be undone. Because if we don't get the children, if the children don't come to the God of Israel, that's where it's going to go. And that, so that's why the battle, you know, that happens. That the cultural slide did not stop, even with the political change. So we need revival. Those who are listening, listen. Let this be a first call for us for the future. Now for revival, for a real revival and a real turning and a real Nineveh moment. You know,
exactly.
But speaking at the same time, God's hand was still at work. And the thing is that one of the things about Jehu is that I said he was used to pull down the temple of Baal. That was where they were killing children. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, and Roe versus Wade is the modern day temple of Baal.
Right. Exactly.
Well, so what it's saying us now, this is, you can read back in the paradigm. I think I wrote it in 2017, but it's still there that what it's saying is that the Jehu, the American Jehu, is going to be instrumental in pulling down that, and he was.
Yes.
Even after he was out of power, because what he did, this American Jehu, is he put into place three Supreme Court justices. The last one happened just in the nick of the last moment of his presidency.
Right.
And that was the one, it was by one vote.
Yes.
That was the one that overturned Roe versus Wade. So even this whole thing about Jehu and the Temple of Baal was fulfilled. I mean, God still did it even without Trump being in the White House. He did it because of what he did before that. So that's part of the redemption of the Jubilee. All these things that happened was leading to that as well.
And as you said, at the exact time.
At the exact time, is it? Yeah. Well, he, you know what, when I calculated this, you know, and this was at the same time, you know, he had just a small window of time before that election to do what he did. I mean, it was the smallest window, but he did it because God wanted that vote in. And that's all that was needed at that exact time.
Exactly.
A psoriasis flare-up can make a walk in the park, well, no walk in the park.
It's that obvious, huh? I've tried so many lotions and creams, but I still have symptoms.
So those don't do enough to treat the inflammation beneath the skin, leaving you with those uncontrolled symptoms.
Makes sense, but what else can I do?
You can get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Make an appointment and, oh, you're already on it.
Hi, yes, I'd like to make an appointment.
Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety.
CPR saved my life. I teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
We're talking with Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, his new book, The Josiah Manifesto. What about the mysterious object from the Middle East that appeared in New York and D.C.?
Well, this actually was an object that was linked to the Temple of Baal that actually stood, the ancient Temple of Baal that stood in the Middle East for like 2,000 years. They took an object, they erected the Arch of Baal in New York City. Mm-hmm. And they did it just when Trump was rising to the presidency. And they did it at City Hall. I went there to film it and record it. And so we actually saw this. And the leaders of New York, they had a ceremony. They actually had music from Baal. They actually proclaimed it. They actually had a sign that said Temple of Baal. And so that appeared. It was like a war between Baal and Jehu. And then later on, when Trump nominated one of those three, which was Kavanaugh, and remember, all hell broke loose on Capitol Hill.
Oh, yeah.
Why? Because they didn't want this. They didn't want abortion overturned. And so, but something happened strange in the middle of that, those hearings. An object appears in Washington. It's the Arch of Baal now in Washington. And it appeared right in front, right in the National Mall, overlooking the Capitol Hill where they're having it. So this war between Baal and Jehu, or Baal and God, is still waging. It's still happening. And that went all the way up to Roe versus Wade.
Jonathan, a thought came to mind, and as I was reading this in your book, my spirit became kind of, agitated in looking at D.C. and looking at the Washington Monument. There's something about that bothers me. I cannot put my finger on it, and I don't know if you're prepared to address that, if there's any revelation on that, but I see this almost as a... I don't know, some demonic manifestation. It doesn't set right in my spirit for whatever reason.
Yeah, I'll just say two things, which are I'm not judging the thing, but two things. One is, well, it's an obelisk,
yes.
Which is a pagan, pagan form. I mean, in fairness, the Capitol building also has a pagan form. It's formed after the pantheon of gods, you know. And by the way, let me throw something up. Part of the Capitol. They believe was actually formed after the ancient Temple of Baal. No, you can imagine. That's a whole other thing. But on the other hand, I believe on the top of the Washington Monument, it says, praise the Lord. You know, it says, it has to like scripture, praise the Lord. Who knows? It's a mix, yeah, Bill. You know, I mean, Washington's a mix of pagan and God, you know.
Yeah. Right.
So it depends who's in power, I think.
Right, I guess, yeah. It's kind of like Paul says, you know, like the Decapolis, you know, I noticed that you serve many gods. You believe in many gods, right?
Yeah, yeah. Marcel, yeah, yeah. And, I mean, that's the other side. You know, it's like we're in Rome as well, but also God is on the throne and he moves, you know.
Amen. Jonathan Kahn, we've got about 8 minutes left here, and I want you to kind of, you know, take us to conclusion.
Okay.
Again, the book Josiah Manifesto, available at all the usual places. It's just been released, you know, hot off the presses, and get ready. The revelation is deep. It's fast. It will take your breath away. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I'll give a little taste, you know, because there's so much.
Yes.
One is that even the overturning of Roe versus Wade followed exactly the 50-year mystery. Everything happened 50 years. In fact, I'll give you another thing. In the Bible, there's a day called Sivan 23. That's the day that in the book of Esther, Mordecai issued a decree to nullify the evil decree of Haman that was bringing death. Well, there was another case that would end up overturning Roe versus Wade, and that case was called Dobbs versus Jackson, and it was sent to the Supreme Court on Sivan 23, the day of the decree that will overturn the evil decree in the Bible. That's a little take. The other thing is that there's another mystery called the mystery of days in the book, that all these ancient days of God, where the appointed days of God, actually lie behind all the shakings of America. Not only what was going to happen, but the actual dates. I'll just mention without going through anything to say that one of them is called the day of, is the feast of the plague. And it's linked to a plague, ancient day of a plague and a lockdown. And that is what was behind COVID and the lockdown. The next holy ancient day is about fire. And when that happened, fire breaks out all over America, the cities, summer of rage, everything happens. It started, it exploded on the exact ancient day. Another one is linked to the high court. Another ancient day is linked to the high court and God doing something with it. On that day, which is the Feast of Trumpets, on that day, the Supreme Court Justice Ginsburg is taken from this world and it opens up the seat to overturn abortion on the Feast of Trumpets. Okay, so there's so much. And then there's something called the Day of Turning, ancient day in Hebrew of turning. On the day of turning, America's course actually turned. Okay, and I can't go through the details. Except say it wasn't just the day; it was the hour, the minute, and the exact second. It was recorded on film. I mean, it's exact second. A few other things. I'm just giving a taste, and that is that I will say this: all these mysteries, and there's much more, all come together and converge to open up a key, and it's linked to the broken altar. Now, if you look at the cover, this is a broken altar.
Yes.
And when we have no greater altar in America, I mean, horrible altar, than abortion. When Roe versus Wade was overturned, that was the cracking of the altar. In the Bible, that's a mega sign. That's a mega sign. That two things. One is that we are at the Josiah moment.
Yes.
The altars are linked to these ancient king Josiah more than any other person. He broke the altars. We are at the Josiah moment. That means we are on the verge of judgment on one side or revival on the other. And this is the most critical moment. And what this is opening up is that I believe God is giving a key, because all these things point to one person, which is Josiah. Josiah lived in a time just like this: apostasy, sexual immorality, gender confusion, and even the offering of children.
Right.
Josiah, yet he did, was not overcome by the evil. He overcame it. One man changed the course of history, and we are to be that. So the last part of the book, as you know, Bill, the last part of the book is the manifesto, which I believe is the Lord giving this from the Bible, saying this is the key. What are the keys? How do we overcome? How can we stand? What are the powers we have for this moment? How do we live with how do we overcome persecution? How do we overcome apostasy? Well, how do we protect our family? And how do we deal with our own life? That's what the 100 pages of the manifesto, and not only for this time, but basically it's for the end time. So that's why it all leads to this. There is hope, but we have to rise to that call.
Well, and as you say, Jonathan, it's not like it's going to be easy. I mean, there's going to be some suffering. There's going to be persecution. We know that. And so we need to armor up and prepare ourselves. And if that doesn't cause you to hold on to Jesus' garment all the more, I don't know what else that you need.
Yeah. Listen, you know, one of the things, Bill, about this time that we're in and the end times is that, you know, it gets dark. The culture gets dark. But if the dark clarifies things, because the grays disappear, the grays are disappearing. And you more than ever, we have to know who we are.
Exactly.
You know, that's how it was in Josiah's time. And the thing is that as the dark gets darker, God is calling the lights of God to get brighter. We got to go all out. You know, Messiah was revolutionary. We got to become revolutionary. The book of Acts is revolutionary. It's time to become, this could be the greatest hour, truly, if we rise to it. God is looking for his Josiahs.
Exactly. Well, he's giving us hope here. It's quite clear of that. And as you say, Jonathan, I like how you describe it. You describe it in the book is that all the gray is out. It's either black or it's white, isn't it?
That's right. The end times are not just bad. They're also good. You know, it's intense both ways. You know, the power of God is on the end times. He's going to pour his spirit. The gospel is spread and God's people become like the apostles. Because if you stand, you're going to become like Paul. If you stand, it's going to purify us. We're going to become like the prophets. It's going to get the gray out of us. You know, it's like the dark is getting the gray out to get totally dark. It's time for the lights to get the gray out of our lives to get totally bright.
Well, the end times are here. They're amongst us. Even Dr. Billy Graham said when he was asked if these are the last days before he died, he said, these are the last of the last days. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The Josiah Manifesto, the Ancient Mystery and Guide for the End Times, is a must-read book and companion that you must not only read yourself, but to share it with everybody that you have influence over. Jonathan, remind everybody the book's availability, and we'll have about a minute for you to, you know, summarize and close things out for us. Go ahead.
Yeah, the Josiah Manifesto, literally, as you've seen it, and thank you for, is literally everywhere. Where, right? It just came out, so it's wherever there are books, it's on Amazon. You can go online right now. Everywhere. It's in even Walmart, Barnes & Noble, everywhere. I pray you get it not only for yourself, but get it for people in your life because God is calling us right now in this hour. Where are we and what do we need to do? So literally everywhere. And if they want, I don't want you often do that, but if you want it, the ministry that I lead is called Hope of the World. If people want to get, we send out free gifts and free prophetic updates. It's hopeoftheworld.org. That simple. If you want that, it's hopeoftheworld.org. But we're in New Jersey here. If you're ever, and you too, Bill, if you're ever in New Jersey, be my guest at the Jerusalem Center, where I lead that, the congregation.
Well, I keep threatening you that I'm going to show up, and I promise I will, no doubt, especially now that I'm on the other side of hip replacement surgery, Jonathan.
We've alerted our security.
Okay, very good. Ladies and gentlemen, you know why he is known as the prophetic voice of this generation. Rabbi Jonathan Kahn has been our guest. Rabbi, thank you so much. Shalom, my good friend.
Thank you, my friend. God bless you, Bill.
God bless you. Jonathan Kahn, what a special man and a contribution to the body of Christ. And our thanks immensely for Jonathan for coming on the show. For more information and how you can be a part of this mighty Martinez movement to return to God and to save our country, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. May God bless you and keep you. And make his face shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you and give you peace. Go and be blessed. Thank you so much for being with us. Have a great day.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.